Second.
After I tell you, I'll pass this around. This is the actual architectural plan I've got right here. Uh, 1,300 square feet, 1,304 square feet, so it's some change. I'll pass this around for you guys.
We'll let you know.
Yes.
It probably said so in here somewhere. What are you going to do for water?
Taney County District Number 3. So I don't know if you can pull it. So I've talked to Ed there, and he's confirmed. He was supposed to get me a letter today, and I don't have it, so I apologize. But he's confirmed that they do have capacity for this development. And the engineered plans that we submitted actually contemplate extending the sewer main from Red Wine Circle into from the subdivision in the south. Extending that water main up to this. So we'll run it out from there, out to the Sycamore Church Road, and then up and then into the subdivision. And that's on the plans that we submitted, the engineer plans. But I'm tracking down necessary easements for that now along Sycamore, but I have confirmed that they have capacity. So,
and is the plan to put any kind of privacy fencing between the subdivision below and your property?
To be honest, we hadn't thought about it. I hadn't come up with a plan. We certainly can. Privacy fences are not expensive, so that certainly can be done if it's requested, if it's a condition for it. But I know there's probably some neighbors in the room, so some people like them, some people don't. I'll say you get mixed feelings on privacy fences we've seen. So,
what about like water runoff coming from there towards the current subdivision to the south?
So we've got, we submitted preliminary engineering report from our engineer on that. Basically, and you're going to have to apologize, it is not my area of expertise. I'm not a PE, so I can't give you the specifics that my installer could, but at a 30,000-foot view, I can give you some idea if you looked at his drainage narrative. If you look at the elevation profile of this, you can almost say that the what would be the west one-third of the property drains to the west. The east two-thirds of the property drain to the east, generally speaking. And again, if you look at the elevation profile, in terms of Taney County property, this runs at least up to that cul-de-sac. It's fairly relatively flat in terms of Taney County standards, and then the back side of that property starts to dump down pretty quick. So our engineer has said that there is adequate stormwater runoff with just sheet draining it. Basically, there's a ditch on Sycamore that the west one-third of the property will discharge into. And if I'm looking at this correctly, if you'll give me just a second, the additional flow to the existing ditch to the west will be 4.24 cubic feet per second. The existing ditch can accommodate for up to 19.19 cubic feet per second. And so he says that volume is sufficient. To the east, the existing drainage volume to the east for a 100-year storm is 2.54 cubic feet per second. The post-development flow will add 5.09 cubic feet per second and will not add significant impact downstream. That's some engineering speak, but that gives you some idea. You can, for those not extremely familiar with the property, to the east and downhill, there's a there's a creek. There's a creek that runs on the down. I don't know if you said Beacon's not working right now, Scott.
No,
okay.
Sorry.
If you were to pull up Beacon or Google Maps, there to the east side downhill, there's a creek down in the bottom that this would run into.
To show their lot.
Does that answer your question?
These contours are correct. We've got water coming this direction, right? Here's where it comes lot 5, lot 16, across the road, which is lot this way. Mm-hmm. So this indicates to drain this way.
Yeah.
These are coming this way. And up here is coming this way.
Yeah, he's got, actually, I can show you.
Well, it depends on where we got their contours. It doesn't say on the preliminary plat that we got their contours.
I wish I could. Scott, are you? Do you have that engineering report that you could pull up on that or no?
It's on there.
I think. Why don't we? They've signed up to speak. Why don't we go ahead and allow them?
Yeah.
To. Ma'am, are you going to speak, or both of you, or do you have any questions? Do you want to come up and ask any questions? And before you do, do you mind just showing us which lot, where you were showing me earlier?
Letting me speak. I'm not sure what I'm going to ask. I'm just so upset about it that it's not easy. My question is, and I think you explained, sir, was that there's like 10 feet back on the lot. So I'm wondering how far back the actual buildings will be from the fence, which is a barbed wire fence. So from our house to that barbed wire fence is 24 feet. So
you set back on your lot.
Mm-hmm. And it's all down. It comes down from that property, the water flow, to our back. We put in a French drain close to our house there. So when the water came up close to the house, it would drain out. But we still get water across there, and we get rocks and everything else that come off that property. So there is also a line of trees in that area, and I'm not sure, and from what he was describing, if they're going to cut any of those trees out or not. We just have like a few big trees there. That's the only thing between us and these buildings.
That's on their property line?
Yes, it's on. Yes, he left some of those trees. We don't have that many there, so we're sitting right in the middle of a gigantic mess. I'm sorry to say, and we've been here like a year and a half from Florida. We came from Florida after 30 years because it's so packed. Pinellas County is, so we came here and we loved it there, and now we don't love it, of course. And there's a lot of people in there that's upset. As far as I'm concerned, if I put a fence up there, like some kind of a fence, it's not going to make a lot of difference. So that's the reason I wondered how close the houses are going to, the duplexes are going to be. I don't know. I'm not a contractor. I work for a commercial investment company for a while. Understand about, building. I understand what goes on in it, and I understand how, this goes. But I don't know how those different ones can be 1,300 square feet. I have no idea how they're going to fit all those on there, but it's not my problem. So those were the questions I had. How close are the buildings going to be?
Ma'am.
Are you going to put something through there?
Ma'am, okay. You've got to ask. You've got to address
the question. Oh, okay, sorry.
But basically, if you're okay giving an estimate, sort of understanding her concern, is the lot is 96 feet long, it looks like. Basically, the lot that's
okay
in front of your property is 96 feet. The front setback is 25 feet, which you guys will probably build pretty close to the front setback, which would give 25 feet for a driveway, which sounds somewhat accurate.
That's pretty common.
I believe, where's the home design at?
Right here in my hand.
Is it 60 feet? Mm-hmm. It's 60 feet long. So if you take 96 minus 25, that's 71, right? And then 60, so it's going to be about
a 60 feet long, right? Not 60 feet deep.
60 feet deep.
Are they?
Yeah, that's how they're getting two duplexes in, according to what I'm looking at, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the back property line is going to be close to the setback, that dotted line. It'll probably be 11 or 12 feet from the property line, and then your house is 24 feet. So in theory, we're probably looking somewhere, you know, close to 40 feet, 38 or 40 feet difference, just to give you, to answer your question that you asked me earlier, based on what's been presented to us. But they are single story. They're not two-story, which was one of your current concerns. So as far as somebody up in a window looking down or any of that kind of stuff. And on the back view, there is a back deck, but it's a covered back deck, so it's within that 60-foot floor plan. So there won't be a deck protruding outside that 60-foot area.
I don't quite understand what you're saying, 60-foot. Are you talking about?
What I'm saying right is where you left. And I talked about that back setback
right.
line, the building's going to basically come within a couple of feet of that setback line, as we talked earlier. So it will come back, but it's going to be a single-story duplex, not a two-story duplex.
Okay. That was one of my questions. It's
yeah.
two-story, so that was answered. But and there is a possibility of having some sort of fencing or anything through there?
I think that's something that would be discussed amongst us, but we would have the latitude for approval to include a fence.
R that I don't know. I don't have anything in the zoning regs that requires it.
R1 to R2?
Well, yeah, it's residential against residential. Any kind of commercial or conditional use or not in rental, yes. But we could run it through and then see if the council said that was something that you could...
Or you mentioned you guys might consider doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly want to be a good neighbor when we can. I think the primary driver for us is kind of what our buyers want, which they may want that. They very well may want some privacy in there. So, and privacy fences are not, they're not expensive. So that's something that I wouldn't mind doing.
So do you have any other questions?
The only other question I can think of is will there be anything as far as, like, right now there's been a ditch dug behind there, I guess maybe 15 feet from the fence where the water is draining now. So I don't want to lose the trees, so I don't know if that'll go away when they start building. So I don't understand where the water's going to go that's coming off that property, which is higher than our property.
I might be able to, when you turn it
yeah.
to me, I'll
well, and that's part of asking us the questions. We don't know the answer, but he'll come
okay.
back up and try to address it for you.
Can you think of anything else?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to come back up and...
So, generally speaking, and I understand your concern, I can think one thing that you can keep in mind right now, and what Mike Stalder has said is, generally speaking, this, and roughly, flows this way, this roughly flows this way. Right now, this is all one, you know, surface, and, you know, it is dirt, so it does absorb some water, but... Taney County, correct me if I'm wrong, Devin, but Taney County's roads, I have to put in curb and gutter here.
Correct.
So that means that when I create this impervious surface,
because it's not.
You're gonna have this curb that catches anything that's a